Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Com. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. West moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Com applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Com reaches second base with a double. Boss goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Levy moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Levy scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sherin. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-0 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garms moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.